3:50, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on Tuesday afternoons, we like to check in with Jim Robbins for the Robbins Report. Jim's a Washington Times senior editorial writer. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hey, Andy. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Got some stories to talk to you about. One, of course, is some very big news, and that deals with Afghanistan and the ongoing problems there. And the latest tragedy, of course, is the killing of 16 by an Army sergeant who evidently just went off the deep end. I mean, you know, your guess is as good as mine as to what exactly happened. But what does this mean for the overall operation in Afghanistan?
Well, I think people have to keep this tragedy in context. In wars, you get people who, because they're wounded or because they're under stress or for whatever reason, they snap. And then bad things like this happen. You can point to every major conflict that the U.S. or any other country has been involved in, and you will find incidents like this. And it's, I mean, what can you say? It's an unspeakable tragedy, particularly for the families involved in Afghanistan. But it can't take away from the strategic objectives of why we're there or what our plan is. So I think the president is right when he reiterates that we have a mission to do in Afghanistan, and this is going to hurt the mission, no doubt, because we're there seeking to win the hearts and minds of the people. But it just means we have to redouble our efforts and remember why we're there to begin with.
Yeah, I sort of understand that, but what I don't understand is that this is another situation where we're feeling the constriction of time. I mean, they've set a get-out date, and that more or less tells the enemy what you're going to do. Would it be a victory for the Taliban if we did pull out right now, and what do we gain by staying there?
Well, it would be really bad to pull out right now. Particularly because of this incident. I mean, you don't want to compound the tragedy by doing something that would just be rash. And right now, the Afghan army and police force are not ready to defend their country. So if we just pull out, then the Taliban sweep back into power, and we're back where we were 10 years ago, but with thousands of Americans dead. So we have to stick to our plan at the very least, assuming the timeline is a good one, and even that's not a sure thing. But I think everybody would agree that leaving right now would just be a mistake.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to move on to something else. Editorial in the Washington Times, Germany proposes a drudge tax. What's that all about?
Oh, well, you know, politicians, they're always looking around trying to find new ways to raise money. And in this case, Chancellor Merkel thinks that for some reason that aggregation sites would be a good thing to tax.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, because they're huge money makers, right? I don't know. Maybe a few of them are.
Yeah.
But the thing about that is, if your site is registered in Germany and they're going to tax it, it'll just move. I mean, this is the internet. That's what a ridiculous tax. It would have to be imposed in every single country for it even possibly to work. And even then, as we know, you know, people have ways of getting under the radar and stuff. So I think it's just absurd.
Well, you know, U.S. politicians, I don't have to tell you, they've been looking for a way to get a chunk of that internet revenue for quite a while. I'm surprised that we haven't heard from U.S. politicians jumping on board and applauding her.
I bet they will, and you know what? I'll bet that their websites will then, you know, be hit with access denial attacks and all kinds of other, you know, anonymous and stuff like that. These people will just strike at them. I think politicians have to stop looking at ways to take more money from people and look more at ways to make other people make money.
Well, like producing $50 light bulbs? That's another topic of conversation for the week.
Oh, yeah. So the government awards a $10 million award to Philips Electronics for creating an affordable and green-friendly light bulb. And the thing, now that it's on the market, it costs $50. So, I mean, you know, they would have, after Solyndra and the Volt and other issues that really haven't worked out for them, I mean, you would think they would know that these things are not going to turn out well and that they're going to be PR disasters.
Well, yeah.
But instead, you know, $10 million prize.
All right. I mean, if you're riding down the road with the kids in the car and you're thinking, I need a tank of gas and I need to get the kids something to eat at McDonald's, it's either that or go buy a light bulb. And what's it going to be?
Yeah, and you know, they say, well, but this is a great light bulb. It's like the best light bulb ever made. It'll last 10 years and so forth. And that's great, but you know, if the bulb was so great, you don't need the government giving away $10 million for a company to produce it. Just let the company produce it. It's capitalism. If their bulb is so great, they'll make money. If not, then they won't.
Yeah. That'd be a bad investment for people like me. I don't know if I'm going to live 10 years, you know?
I hate that. You'll still be there, Andy, I'm sure. You'll be right where you are.
Yeah, okay. All right. Several polls recently showing that women are not responding to the reproductive rights debate. We heard last week, in fact, on the Sunday talk shows, it was pretty funny because people like Chuck Schumer were saying, well, the president has picked up 15 percentage points with women over the past couple of weeks over this very serious issue. Now we're finding that other surveys are showing just the opposite. Maybe this is not working out for the president, huh?
It totally isn't. There have been three polls lately that have shown that, the Post, the New York Times, and Gallup, that there has been no big movement amongst women, and that because this isn't a big issue. The biggest issues are jobs and the economy and things like gas prices. Mm-hmm. And people aren't really hung up on this. And I don't know where Senator Schumer gets his numbers. He probably just makes them up. But no polling supports that this is a big deal. And then I don't know if you saw this, but to heighten attention on this, a group called Liberal Ladies Who Lunch is announcing a sex strike. They're telling women to not have sex with men for a week in order to raise awareness about their need for government-subsidized birth control. So, but, you know, if they don't have sex, it doesn't matter either. So just, you know, keep striking.
And at my age, it doesn't matter to me. Go ahead, knock yourself out. All right. And on that happy note, we're out of time, Jim. So we'll do it next week, all right?
Okay. Thanks, Andy.
See you later. Jim Robbins of the Robbins Report. Jim's a Washington Times senior editorial writer. 357, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, the truth.